The content of the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Now, it's time for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here, we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week, we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Call in between 12:30 and 1 p.m. on Sundays and present your case to our experts. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now, our host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is on, and we thank you once again for listening. Today, we're tackling foot and ankle problems in women, with guest expert Dr. Michael Sheriff of the USF College of Medicine in Tampa, Florida. But first, this radio show and the free annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium is supported by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based healthcare safety net, making you an expert on your personal medical needs. The result? Better partnering with your existing doctor, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and a reduced economic burden of avoidable medical and emergency care. We save lives and protect families through the immediate impact of direct with the expert health education. And before we turn today's show, I'd like to read an email that was fairly representative of the communication I received from the women who attended our fifth annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27th. This was from Claudia from Waterloo, New York. Focus on Females. Hi, I attended the Focus on Females Symposium last weekend. It was great. I met you after in the exhibit room and spoke for a couple of minutes. The symposium was great. The speakers were great. Dr. Silverfield was awesome, funny, and easy to relate to, and so was Dr. Ledford. He was great, too. Also, the exhibits were wonderful. You and your wife are true heroes with getting this started. This is my second time here, and we'll be back next year. Wish we had something like this in New York, where I live half the year. Thank you so much, Claudia. Well, Claudia, we thank you so much for sharing with us how this event was in your eyes and how it impacted you. We appreciate it, and we are looking forward to seeing you again next year for our sixth annual event. And like Claudia, I encourage every one of you that have been to one of our yearly symposia, to go ahead and email me. You can contact me with emails going to focusonfemales.com and clicking the Contact Us link and going ahead and sharing with us your views, your comments, your requests for new topics for next year, as well as any questions, comments related to this radio show, for that matter. This whole concept of Focus on Females is a reflection of you. We're here to help you with your medical problems, so therefore it reflects you. What you want, what you're looking for, that's what you're going to get from us, week in, week out, year after year. Today, we are discussing foot and ankle problems. And for those guys out there that are listening, it's not just for women. Feel free to call in as well, because we have the expert on this topic, Dr. Michael Sheriff. And Mike, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Dr. Sheriff is Director of the Division of Foot and Ankle Surgery and Professor, Department of Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, USF College of Medicine. Dr. Sheriff earned his undergraduate and master's degree in biology from Columbia University and his Doctor of Medicine at the University of Health Sciences, Chicago Medical School. Following a surgical internship residency at Beth Israel Medical Center and an orthopedic residency at the Hospital for Joint Diseases Orthopedic Institute in New York, he completed fellowship training in foot and ankle surgery at the Mayo Clinic at the Mayo Graduate School of Medicine in Rochester, Minnesota. He is board certified by the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and a fellow of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgery, the American Orthopedic Foot and Ankle Society, and the American Orthopedic Association. Mike is past president of the American Foot and Ankle Society and served on the board of directors of that organization for 12 years. He is past president of the American Orthopedic Foot Club. He is author of over 60 peer-reviewed research papers in the field of adult reconstructive foot and ankle surgery and is the author of the textbook Atlas of Foot and Ankle Surgery, published by W.B. Saunders Company. He has written over 20 book chapters in his subspecialty field. Dr. Sheriff has been the recipient of numerous awards for teaching and research and is a frequent visiting professor and honored guest speaker at various institutions throughout the United States and worldwide. He has been listed in the Best Doctors in America. And once again, it's great to have you here, Michael. And
thank you. It's great to be here.
We have a number of topics. This is such an important area to do a radio show on and really educate the public. Again, this is one of those topics that apply to men and women, obviously in different ways, but some common ways as well. And it affects, it's fascinating because if you've had a foot problem before, like I have years ago, you know that a problem, even in a toe, can impact your entire posture and therefore can impact your entire sense of well-being.
That's absolutely correct. A lot of foot problems can be so difficult to deal with. It impacts in walking and standing and all sorts of activities. And the good news is that the majority of these problems can be treated simply and easily with some very simple measures and very effectively.
Well, let's go ahead and start talking about specifics. Let's just talk generally speaking. Let's get some background information on the foot and ankle. Can you give us a sense for our listeners of the complexity of the foot and ankle?
Yeah, it's the foot actually consists of 26 bones and 33 joints, and a myriad of muscles and ligaments are involved. And the foot is actually the focal point to which all body weight is transmitted during standing, walking, and other activities. It's because of these stresses that we see some of the problems that we do.
So they're essentially, if you're standing, if you're not sitting or lying down, if you're standing, then the foot's in play, whether it be if you're standing still, if you're walking, running, skipping.
Absolutely correct. And because of, even though the foot is well designed for those functions, it serves as a platform to stand and walk. It also serves as a lever to propulse the body forward during walking and other activities. But because of these stresses applied to the foot is actually the site of problems in the musculoskeletal system we just don't see anywhere else. Things like bunions and hammer toes and neuromas. And in addition, it's often the first site of manifestation of general systemic disorders, diabetes, the gout, arthritis, and the likes.
And now's a good time to call in with your questions on foot and ankle problems. Anything involving the foot and ankle, it could be anything that you may wonder if it involves a foot or ankle. Maybe it's a posture-related issue that you think maybe it's related to your foot. But now's the time to call, and the phone number to call in is 289-1860. That's 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. Everywhere else, it's toll-free, 877-969-8600. Once again, 877-969-8600 for those who are perhaps streaming this live on the internet at focusonfemales.com. And so, all right, let's start going over some of these things. And of course, with women, shoes are can be very cosmetic. They're fashion statements. And if ladies are not too careful, the very thing that they've selected for a fashion statement may wind up making their feet look fairly unfashionable.
That's absolutely true. The fact is that the ideal shoe, of course, is something like a very soft, cushioned, comfortable walking shoe or running shoe. But unfortunately, a lot of the problems I see in my clinic are related to either inappropriate or ill-fitting shoe wear. The classic example of some of the problems relate to the fashion shoe, the high heel shoe. What happens is that high heel, even though it may be very attractive, causes the foot to slide forward into the narrow pointed toe box, and eventually the foot takes on the shape of the shoe. That can lead to things such as bunions and hammer toes and other abnormalities.
So squeezing the foot into a small area, the shoe box or the toe box of the shoe, causes it to alter its natural shape of the foot. And I imagine, that's an impact, impacts all patients, but even more so perhaps the patient with decreased sensitivity, like a diabetic patient.
That's true. That can become quite a significant problem. Diabetics have lost their protective sensation in some cases. And if that occurs, then shoes which are not fitting well can lead to significant problems.
With potential
infection, ulceration of the skin, pressure sores, and the like.
Mm-hmm. Which can obviously cause further problems from a whole body standpoint.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's say a woman comes in your clinic and has a concern about her feet. And do you suggest that women, if they come in, bring their shoes with them?
Oh, yeah, that's really helpful. Because the ladies who come in their running shoes right away, that means they're being pretty reasonable about their shoe wear.
But then again, they may have just taken off their high heels in their car on the way in.
That is very true. As a matter of fact, what we obviously... in the professional world, women and men, too, have to dress appropriately. And one thing we like to discuss with professional women is to try and compromise a bit. Perhaps lowering the heel height will help. Using, instead of the narrow pointed toe box, the rounded wider toe box and the soft leather uppers. You can still find some pretty fashionable shoe wear even if you compromise just a bit. Additionally, we often recommend, as you suggested, that the professional women go to and from work in their running shoes. And when they have their business meeting during the day, slip on anything you like, and
and you're good to go.
That'll be helpful. Yeah.
So it's really one of those things where it's the amount of time in this squeezed position or abnormal position which causes the problem. So, you know, if you can cut down significantly the amount of time wearing those shoes, then you're doing your feet a favor.
And if you're sitting behind the desk for a few minutes, kick off your shoes.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. So a little common sense goes a long way here.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the most common foot abnormalities affecting the woman. And would that be a bunion or hammer?
Well, it's common. It certainly is a common problem, specifically as it relates to the fashion shoes, bunions, hammer toes, neuromas. A bunion is actually a deformity, an abnormality, in which the great toe shifts away from the midline of the body. And as it does so, that uncovers the head of the metatarsal bone, which becomes prominent on the inside of the foot.
So it's actually a shift of the toe.
That's right.
So because it's been pushed in that direction for so long, it actually can shift and uncovers a bone which is normally
covered,
not visible.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
And that bone, does that bone become, does the woman add more bone to that prominent metatarsal over time?
That can occur, but actually just the prominent bone itself can rub against the shoe and then cause problems such as irritation in the shoe, pressure, which can lead to further problems.
So what are the, when you evaluate a bunion in the office, what are the things you look for and how do you advise women to address this issue?
Well, again, this is one of those areas, Steve, that you can correct and make some great improvements with such simple measures, things such as the appropriate shoe wear. There are even some simple splinting devices that we can give to the patient to wear maybe in the evenings, which can help correct the deformity.
So when in the evenings when the shoe is off, they can wear splinting, which can help pull that great toe back to the normal position?
That is correct. We also use something called a toe separator, which they can wear during the day while they're in their shoes, which will just prevent the great toe from shifting over as much as it normally would.
So that would be somewhere something along the lines of what women and guys that get pedicures use, like a toe separator to some extent. And is that, in a way, I guess I've not heard about that, but is that fairly common for women with these problems to wear? Or is this one of those things that is kind of off the radar screen?
Well, if they come in and see me, I'd certainly recommend it.
All right, so that's a good thing to consider. And something like a toe separator for wear while you're wearing the shoe, is that available?
At the pharmacy, local pharmacy, in that little foot section, you'll find toe separators and even sometimes some of the hallux valgus splints. Hallux valgus is the deformity itself where the great toe goes outward. That's the medical term for it.
All right. And so at what point does a woman, do you have to consider something more advanced therapy-wise than a splint and a toe separator? At what point do you have to consider surgery?
Well, we usually ask the patient to try the non-operative measures for several months and see if they note some improvement. If problems persist, even in reasonable shoe wear, after using the conservative modes, then surgery is certainly an option.
The goal of surgery is to bring the great toe back to its normal position?
Absolutely. What we do surgically is we can decompress that bony prominence, that bump on the side of the foot. We can actually straighten the toe, and which not only improves the deformity, but also improves the alignment of that joint. And, you know, if that joint is left in the abnormal position for long periods, patients may develop arthritis in that joint. So this can help prevent that.
And it's got to, having this problem untreated, it's got to affect one's gait, one's posture. You know, at some point, it gets more and more prominent and advanced.
Yeah, typically patients will actually, in order to avoid pressure on that painful area, will shift their weight to the outer aspect of the foot. Mm. And that is an abnormal gait and can be associated with other problems.
Mm-hmm. And tightness along the spine, I imagine, other musculoskeletal issues.
It changes the mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And once again, the phone number here to call in is 289-1860. That's 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. Everywhere else, it's toll-free, 877-969-8600. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with more on foot and ankle problems for women and men with Dr. Michael Sheriff, USF College of Medicine. This is Dr. Steve Maskin, Focus on Females, Radio Healthcare Clinic. Be right back.
Talk Radio 860 WGUL. You could have a chance to win one of 100 prizes from Talk Radio 860 WGUL. Here are the basic rules for the Keep in Touch with Salem online contest. The Keep in Touch with Salem contest is open to any legal resident 13 years of age or older who signs up to receive a Talk Radio 860 WGUL newsletter at 860WGUL.com between March 15, 2010 and April 30, 2010. 100 winners will be selected by random drawing to be held May 5, 2010 at 12 noon from among all eligible entries received. The first 91 winners will receive a $25 American
American Express gift card. The 92nd through 96 winners will receive an Apple iPod Classic approximate retail value $230. The 97th through 99th winners will receive a Dell Inspiron Mini Netbook approximate retail value $400. And the 100th winner will receive a Sony Bravia 52-inch flat-screen television approximate retail value $1,500. For complete rules and prize details, visit Talk Radio 860 WGUL. Good luck from all of us at Talk Radio 860 WGUL and 860WGUL.com. This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you.
Do your eyes have a foreign body sensation or are scratchy and sandy? Do they burn, sting, or itch, or are heavy and tired? Maybe your eyes are sensitive to light or your eyelids achy and sore. Have you seen countless doctors and still can't find relief? Have they told you, sorry, but you'll have to live with this and nothing can be done for you? Well, first, it's likely you suffer from dry eye. And second, don't stand for those answers anymore. Just because someone else doesn't understand your dry eye problems, go to the only eye doctor in Central Florida that specializes exclusively in dry eye and related diseases. Meet with Dr. Stephen Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where you will be given up to 2 hours of face-to-face time with the doctor to get at the root cause of your dry eye pain, fluctuating vision, and redness, plus begin targeted therapy right away. Haven't you waited long enough?
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. And with me today is Dr. Michael Sheriff, USF College of Medicine, and we are tackling foot and ankle problems in women and men. And on the line is John, and John's from Tampa. John, welcome to the program today.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're doing great. I'm glad you're not intimidated by the title, Focus on Females.
Yeah.
Good for you. How can we help you?
Well, that's a lot of what you're saying sort of resonates with me. I've, you know, going back 15, 20 years ago, I had a lot of sprained ankles from skateboarding and basketball, that sort of thing. I've dropped weights on my big toe. So it's, you know, that joint is maybe a little bit locked up. And so I've noticed that, like, for example, when I take a look at my shoe, the rear right of the shoe is worn more than the other part of the shoe. And in contrast to the left, it's, you know, it's certainly worn more, there. And additionally, I've noticed that, like, my right big toe, the sock there, will wear out. So that, you know, that all indicates to me that I have a abnormal gait. You guys were talking a little bit about how, you know, the body compensates and then, that sort of, you know, it goes through the chain. So,
right.
So I end up, with, sore calf muscles and then, lower back ish, sciatic kind of issues.
Right.
Feel like the I guess I would say the sole of my foot is sort of stretched and tingly sometimes. So that's kind of what I experience.
Are you cognizant of making an adjustment by transferring weight to the right, to the outer part of the right foot as you walk? Are you cognizant of that?
So is the question, do I realize that I'm doing it while
that's right.
I'm doing it?
That's right.
No, walking for me is kind of like an automatic thing. But certainly if I paid attention, I'm sure that I would. And at times I have tried to, I have paid attention to it and tried to correct it. But my body simply doesn't want to go in that direction.
And I have one more question before Mike jumps in here. Is the sore calf muscle, the hip and back, is it all on the right side or is it both sides?
Worse on the right side.
Okay.
And so I regularly see a chiropractor sort of as needed. But I think a lot of it, stems from the foot and ankle issues.
Okay. Mike, is there any? What do you recommend for this young man? Well, how old are you, sir?
Getting close to 40.
Okay.
What you're describing, you're absolutely correct. It sounds like a compensatory a gait change. You're actually changing the mechanics of your lower extremity, and that's a natural process to avoid discomfort from some of the problems that you're experiencing, such as the great toe, such as ankle instability, which is, as you alluded to. And the wear pattern on the shoe actually reflects that abnormal gait. The ways to treat this are twofold. If the pathology that actually triggered the alteration in gait is a significant enough problem, of course, we would address attention to that. In the great toe, there might be perhaps some early arthritis that can be addressed. For ankle instability, we can strengthen the muscles around the ankle through exercise program in order to compensate for the weakened ligaments. If, on the other hand, the abnormal gait pattern is the major culprit, sometimes just by recommending specific shoe wear can be very helpful. Often the use of an insert or an orthotic inside the shoe can actually change the way you walk and help quite a bit with regard to pain elsewhere in the lower extremity and the spine.
Yeah, the orthotic is something that I had in mind as probably the first thing to try out, but have yet to actually go to a podiatrist to have myself checked out.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question. If the gait is compensatory and you wear an orthotic, would that accentuate what could be the actual specific problem which caused the gait?
Yeah, we have to be wary of that. What we do is you shift the weight back. So if, for example, the great toe starts becoming more symptomatic, then we might turn
with
our attention
with the orthotic,
to that as
well. You're saying.
That's correct.
While wearing the orthotic, if the great toe gets even worse.
Yeah, you might have to either modify the orthotic, or it might be time to look at the great toe and see what the pathology is and what can be done to fix it.
And for those that are listening right now and they're don't recognize what we're referring to by the great toe, that is, of course, the large toe.
Big toe, right.
Yeah. Okay. John, what do you think?
I think that so it sounds like the orthotic fitting process is, I don't want to say trial and error, but there's a little bit of fine tuning involved. So you may start out, and it might shift your gait one way, And you might find that you need to fine tune that and have a new orthotic made or refit.
Usually just modify it. Often the when we provide orthotics to our patients, it's not unusual that they may have to return several times just to, as you say, tweak it or modify it in order to make it comfortable. The other thing I should point out, of course, it's important to consult a healthcare provider, because you definitely want to find out what is that pathology that's causing you to shift your gait. So
sure. I guess one last question. It deals with insurance. How often are, you know, and I realize every insurance plan is different, but how often are orthotics covered by insurance, and how often is that out of pocket?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, the answer is that it's so variable. It literally depends on the insurance plan, the insurance company. Sometimes the insurance company will contract with orthotic providers. Sometimes they allow you to go wherever you like, and sometimes they just say that that's not a covered. So it's variable. But the good news is that most providers who make orthotics will be able to look at that and look at your insurance and let you know whether it's a covered thing or not.
And Mike, if you would, for possibly John as well as other listeners, would you share how they can reach the office if they want to make an appointment or find out more about insurance coverage or orthotics? What number would they call?
Yeah, it's through the University of South Florida Department of Orthopedics. We are a part of the USF Health, and that's probably your best bet.
Okay, so the phone, what would the operator be? all right, maybe I'm looking online. Yeah, I'm sure if you go online then to
USF Health and under orthopedics, and actually you can even make appointments right online. So it's
Dr. Sheriff spells his last name
S-H-E-R-E-F-F, as in Frank Sheriff.
And a phone number, I'm sure, is on there as well.
Right.
Because that's a very important question, obviously, to help guide you in this process. Okay, so hopefully that gives you some kind of understanding of the issues involved. Obviously, the most important thing is finding out what the cause of this whole thing is and the options. And Mike has some. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Just to point out, the appointment for patients at the Department of Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at USF Health is area code 813-396-9422.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. All right, and let's take a quick break and come back with more. Before we go, though, once again, remind everybody, the phone number to call in with your question is 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. That is for whether or not your question is on athletic injuries regarding the foot and ankle or geriatric issues regarding foot and ankle for women and men. Hillsborough County, 289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. We'll be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Talk Radio, 860 WGUL.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. When it comes to sounding the alarms about President Obama and his agenda, no one does it better than my friend Sean Hannity. Sean has just finished his first new book in 6 years. It's called Conservative Victory. It's a stirring call to action for every conservative. And when you subscribe to Town Hall Magazine, you can get Sean Hannity's new book as your free gift. The Town Hall Magazine is loaded with must-read stories about the conservative renaissance in America every single month. To get yours, log on to townhallmagazine.com. That's townhallmagazine.com.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you. Your host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. Dr. Maskin manages these dry eye disorders using innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has been successfully managing difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He's been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2009 and as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America. We hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please, visit drmaskin.com, and if you have not found relief for your painful red dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Okay, welcome back to more of Foot and Ankle Problems in Men and Women. I am with Dr. Michael Sheriff of the USF College of Medicine, Division of Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And on the line is Jane, and Jane is from St. Pete, and we welcome you to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you.
And what can we do for you today, Jane?
Well, I've had the venous stasis ulcer in my left ankle for about 8 years, and then I finally had surgery on it. It healed. I started wearing a regular shoe, and it was rubbing in that area, and it the venous stasis ulcer returned, and I had it for another 2 years. And so now it's healed again, but all I wear is a slip-on shoe, which doesn't give me much support because I walk with a walker and I have, you know, other problems. And also I needed to wear compression hose, and they only had it in black. So I had to get the black because the doctor said I had to wear them immediately.
Right.
And so the dye went under my toenails, and it started to pain, and then the dye, you could see it went underneath, and I tried to soak my feet in Epsom salt and everything, but anyway, my toenail was starting to get dark, and the podiatrist had to remove 3/4 of the one on the right.
Of the toenail.
Of the toenail. Now, the left one is turned all white. I mean, this is ridiculous, because my toenails were fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, my question to you is, what type of a shoe should I wear? Now I can't wear anything on my toes. In other words, it's got to be an open toe, open back. I hardly have a shoe on.
Let me ask you a question. You said you're getting this ulcer, these ulcers, the venous stasis. By the way, do you have diabetes?
No, I don't.
Okay, and how is
I have poor circulation.
Right. heart functions good or adequate? Or
excuse me?
How's your heart behave?
Heart
function. Heart's doing well?
Oh, yes.
All right. So do you have any other systemic diseases?
No, none.
Okay. And how old are you, Jane?
I'm 65.
Okay. Now, this stasis ulcer, are you only getting on the left side?
Just the left side.
And you said it's on the ankle?
On the ankle.
Could you describe, is it in the front or the back of the ankle, on the side of the ankle?
Oh, well, it's right in the middle of the ankle, actually.
But in the front?
Yes.
Okay, and it's this, when you get the recurrent ulcers, is it the same place every time?
Yes.
Okay. Mike,
and it's very bad.
Yeah, that is a difficult problem. The stasis ulcer, although part of it can be related to pressure from the shoe, obviously, also the circulation plays a role as well. If, in fact, it's in the front of the ankle, sometimes if we guide the patient towards what's called an open last shoe, that can alleviate some of the problems. Now, an open last shoe is something, for example, like a slip-on. There really isn't any leather touching that area in the front of the ankle. Is that where the ulcer is, in the front?
You know where the ankle bone is.
Is it on the side, on the end?
On the side of the ankle bone.
Okay, on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably then over, the ankle consists of three bones, and the ones that are most prominent is the tibia on the inside and the fibula on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Is this on the inside?
Inside,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's fairly typical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a flat foot, I wonder?
No, I don't. It's contrary.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the bony prominence, which is normally present in that area, can lead to pressure against the inner aspect of the shoe.
Right.
And the what we will often do is guide the patient towards a very low-cut shoe, like a slip-on. And fortunately, nowadays, if you can go to the either the orthopedic shoe shop or the comfort shoe stores, they have shoes which have a support in terms of a arch support inside the shoe, but yet they'll be relatively low cut, and it may help avoid that area of chronic irritation for you.
So you're saying that, but with the support inside, it will elevate the foot higher relative to the shoe itself.
And that will help as well. The addition of those two components, exactly correct.
Mm.
The fact that the heel counter on the inside is low cut and the arch support raises the foot up can often alleviate pressure in that area.
I understand, but by the same token, I'm not getting much of a support, I don't think.
Now, again, if the shoes have the arch support inside,
uh-huh.
it should actually provide some pretty decent support. The concern is that, of course, once you've got that ulceration healed, you want to make sure to keep it healed. And that would be reasonable option.
Oh, definitely. I don't want to go through that again. My gosh, I suffered enough, you know?
Now, Mike, where actually can Jane go? Where can Jane go or call? You mentioned a comfort shoe store. Is that the name of the...
No. We mention actual stores?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, there are several actually great ones in the Tampa Bay area. Happy Feet has some nice comfort shoes, as does... the Walking Company, which are at several of the malls around town. Peltz is another great shoe shop.
Well, I went to Peltz. They didn't have anything for me.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a little selective. The other thing is, if you in the Yellow Pages, if you look under orthopedic shoe stores, shoes, retail, orthopedic, you may be able to find these are the folks who have shoes which are made specifically for these types of problems, shoes such as the brands too?
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio Shoe or the Merrells, or they make even more not only comfort, but for medical problems such as PW Minor and the Drew. There's a bunch of different brands. Mm-hmm. So orthopedic shoe shops would be very helpful. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually have folks who are certified for specifically to look at shoe fit and shoe comfort. These folks are called certified podorthists.
Okay.
And
P-E-D-O-R-T-H-I-S-T,
podorthist.
Is there a an orthopedic shoe store that you know of by name in Tampa or St. Pete?
There are several. There's a Tampa Orthotic Management Services. They do a very nice job. There's West Coast Brace and Limb.
West Coast Brace and Limb and Tampa Orthotic
Management services.
Okay.
And also the Hanger is a national chain, and they have certified folks who can help. So
that's great. Now let me ask, tackle this also from a different perspective. Are you able to do any kind of exercises, ankle exercises, even from a sitting position, to help with your blood return to the heart?
Well, I just had a total knee replacement, so I don't know. I'm not in good shape.
But if she sits there with in a chair with her foot dangling, can she not raise and lower the ankle and help with the blood return?
Not only the range of motion exercises, but sometimes even some of the simple strengthening exercises. The therapist will often use these bands.
Yes, I did get those. Uh-huh.
And that can be helpful, by building up the muscles, improving the arch perhaps, and perhaps even improving the circulation. I assume you're seeing a circulation, a vascular physician?
No, I'm not.
That might be a worthwhile consultation.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about my toenails?
Well, if they're...
Do you think the dye itself, is the cause of all my problems now? I never had the problem before with my toenails.
I must admit, I've been in medicine for a while, and I'm never surprised by anything. But the fact is that more typically, discoloration of the nails is often, more often than not, from a fungus infection of the nails.
Well, I think the dye caused the fungus because...
Could be.
Yes. Because it started to, you could see the dye from my compression hose had seeped under the nail itself.
Or I wonder if the heat and the perspiration sort of, that's feasible. Now,
Now all the black toenails have been removed?
3/4. He left the root there.
Okay, so he's watching that carefully, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But the other one turned all white, so I don't know. It's ridiculous,
That can happen as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you continue to get good follow-up regarding those toenails and the possible infection. In the meantime, I think Dr. Sheriff offered a number of really helpful solutions specifics as far as where you can go for more of a customized shoe for you. And in addition... those exercises, things that can be done to improve your venous stasis can be a very significant adjunctive therapy for you, okay?
Oh, I certainly appreciate all your help. Thank you
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jane. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll take a quick break. But again, now's the last time you have today to call in with a question on this topic. Once again, Hillsborough County, it's 289-1860, 289-1860. Anywhere else? 877-969-8600. Call now for your questions, foot and ankle problems. Be right back.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you. Confused about dry eye? Not getting answers as to why your eyes are so red and painful and your blurry vision that gets a little better with a good blink? Now you can learn all about dry eye, the causes, treatments, and home remedies from the number one best-selling consumer book on dry eye problems, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome by Dr. Stephen Maskin. Published by Yale University Press, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome has been selected as a 2008 Best Book of the Year by the Association of American University Presses and a 2007 Best Consumer Health Book by Library Journal. Find answers for your dry eye. Go to your bookstore and pick up a copy of Reversing Dry Eye. You'll be glad you did.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to write to Ron in Tampa, who's calling about a foot or ankle problem. Ron, we've got 2 minutes. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here. My problem is I have an Achilles tendon that is swollen and aggravated and has been for quite some time.
Okay.
And it just doesn't seem to get better. I've tried stretching. And I have a sock called a Strasburg sock that stretches it at night.
Okay.
And I'm just looking for some...
Right.
To help with that.
How old are you, and is this both Achilles or just one?
It's just one. I'm 50.
Okay. Any other medical problems, diabetes, anything at all?
No.
Okay. Mike?
Achilles tendonitis can be so uncomfortable, so painful. Is it right where the tendon inserts on the heel bone, or is it a little higher up?
It's right where it attaches to the heel.
That's the most common. It's referred to as an insertional Achilles tendonitis. As you may know, the Achilles attaches the calf muscle to the heel bone. And right in that spot where it inserts, there's a little fluid-filled sac, which normally acts as a shock-absorbing cushion between the tendon and the bone. Unfortunately, with prolonged standing, a pair of shoes where the heel counter is causing some pressure, the tendon gets irritated and can become quite uncomfortable and painful. The good news is that the treatment is so simple. Now, I'll tell you, when you first started talking about stretching, I will tell you that that may actually be aggravating it. When it's in the acute phase, we recommend resting it, and we use a heel lift. We put a heel lift on each side to balance you out. It's a substantial one. It's a little more than a half an inch.
Is that inside the shoe?
Inside the shoe. Okay. And what it does, it decreases the stretch of the Achilles tendon when you stand and when you walk. That, plus anti-inflammatories, warm compresses, can often affect a cure.
Okay.
Where does Ron get a heel lift?
You can actually go to, again, the pharmacies. They all carry them. You may have to double up because you want something pretty thick, about a half inch.
All right. Ron, we hope those quick suggestions will make a difference for you. We thank you for your participation in today's show. This is Dr. Steve Maskin thanking my friend Michael Sheriff for joining me on today's show, tackling foot and ankle issues. And next week will be a show on dry eye syndrome, followed by subsequent weeks where topics include a migraine update, deadly C. difficile colitis, why we must not overuse antibiotics, followed by hair loss. We'll see you next week on the Focus on Females Radio.